Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good to be with you tonight. I'm Harold Mester. We have a couple updates to bring you. The first deals with O'Donnell Park. As many of you know, a 13-ton concrete panel fell from that structure on June 24th. It killed 15-year-old Jared Kellner below. It has been determined that the panels were installed improperly, which contributed to the accident. The 2011 county budget to be adopted tomorrow includes about $6.5 million to remove the defective panels, apply a coating for aesthetic purposes, and also addresses some other maintenance needs at that facility. We also have some good news about General Mitchell International Airport. About a week and a half ago, we welcomed the 8 millionth passenger to the airport, Carol DeSoto, the lucky number 8 million. She arrived on a Southwest flight from Baltimore. She was surprised at the gate whenever Mitchell Airport folks gave her a suitcase filled with local products to commemorate the occasion. Passengers at the airport during September up 22% from September of last year. September, the 13th month in a row that Mitchell has set a record. That trend showing no signs of stopping. We're on pace to hit between 9 and 10 million passengers by the end of this year. That would smash the previous record of 7.3 million back in 2005. For the second quarter of this year, Mitchell, again, the third fastest growing airport in the world, the only airport in the U.S. in the top 30. Time to wrap up Inside the County Board tonight. Special thank you to Supervisors Pat Jersick and John Weishon. We also thank Budget Director Steve Kreklo for joining us. We invite you to visit county.milwaukee.gov/InsideTheCountyBoard. You can listen to previous editions of the show. And as always, your comments and questions welcome via email insidethecountyboard@milwcnty.com. Thanks to WISN and Clear Channel for allowing us the opportunity tonight. Thanks to all of you for listening. We'll be back Sunday, December 5th, 9 p.m. Thanks for listening tonight. 10 o'clock news coming up next on News Talk 1130 WISN.